This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, Michael, welcome back into the whole show. The San Antonio Spurs, not only did they lose the series 4-1, two of those games, they had some pretty significant leads, but squandered them away, making way for the Knicks to win their first NBA championship in 53 years. A lot of cool stories. You got the Nova Knicks. You got Bridges, Brunson, and Hart. You know, they won a national championship together at Villanova in, 16 and 18, and then ultimately reuniting in New York to then win an NBA championship. It was a really, really cool story. A lot of cool things came out of this. Some bad things, too. Like, I love the Knicks players. I really do. I'm a big fan of Brunson. Take him in a heartbeat. Knicks fans, not so much. But the Spurs are now facing criticism after several players, including their star, Victor Wembanyama, left the court immediately following their Game 5 loss to the New York Knicks without participating in the traditional post-game handshake line. In contrast, you saw Las Vegas waiting patiently for Carolina to celebrate a bit before getting in line to shake hands. So you got people saying, man, that's how to do it. You know, this is terrible. Here's Jay Williams on First Take. Here's his thoughts on the whole shaking of hands thing.
Shaking hands is what you do when you're in the little leagues, when you're in JV, when you're trying to teach about, you know, hey, treat the game the right way. I don't believe that NBA players or professional athletes have to shake hands. Why? Why do I have to do that?
I'll answer both of y'all when y'all finish.
No, I think this is a real thing because we see it all the time in college basketball.
I got a lot to say.
They didn't shake hands. They don't respect the game. Why do I need to shake your hand?
Well, that's part of the obligation.
That's part of the rule. Who made it
not
the
not
rule?
I don't know, but if that's what everyone does.
Here's my thing. Well, I don't have to do it because everybody does it. Like, nobody did make it a rule. I can respect Stephen A. Smith, and when we're done, I don't need to dap him before I go offset. I'm here to debate him. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to win a debate. And I think it's the same way with the NBA Finals. I get when Isaiah Thomas and all this stuff happened back in the day, but I think it's one of the worst rules for professional sports that I have to show sportsmanship and shake your hand after you beaten me in a moment where maybe I don't want to shake your hand. Maybe I don't like you. I don't need to like you. I don't get paid to like you. I get paid to compete against you to win championships. Okay. So there's no prerequisite that says when the game's over, I need to say, hey, way to kick my ass. Mm-hmm. No, I could take my ass home and I can say, you know what? Cool. I'll see you next time I see you. And when I see you, I'm going to come for you again. I think it's a bigger topic that we're missing the boat on.
First off, like, this is a demoralizing series loss for the Spurs, Michael. In game one, they led by 14 and lost. In game two, they led by 12 and lost. Game three, the one they won, they led by 12 and they won. Game four, led by 29 and lost. Game five, led by 16 and lost. So it's demoralizing. They controlled most of the series, the Spurs did. They held the league, according to Yahoo Sports, for roughly 72% of total minutes played, while the Knicks led for only 24 minutes. Yet, the Knicks walk away with a 4-1 victory, series victory. Demoralizing. for the Spurs. Michael, I think it should be up to the player. If they want to shake hands, shake hands. You don't need to line them up. If you want to go out, find your guys, shake hands. But I'm not forming a line here. I know hockey does it, but I'm not forming a line. If you want to shake hands, go up and shake hands. I think it makes it more admirable when you choose to go shake someone's hands, not when you're told to shake someone's hands.
At this level. I think hockey is so more aggressive than basketball. Hockey, you need that handshake line.
Why?
Well, not need. I don't think it should be a rule. But I feel like they should probably shake each other's hands afterwards.
You think
basketball,
they should make
I don't
it.
Think it needs that.
Why do you think hockey should make them do it?
I don't know, because it's so intense. I mean, you saw those Avalanche Red Wings games in the late 90s, early 2000s. They got brutal. Afterwards, you gotta
you
say,
want something
okay,
to simmer it so they're not taking that away and going, man, I really hate that guy. You want something whereas the last memory is shaking hands saying, hey, good game, man, even though I hate you, but good game.
Yeah, I think hockey is probably better for that. But I mostly
like NFL,
agree. You shouldn't have a rule for it.
They don't,
those rules are for little kids.
Yeah, they don't make NFL guys go out and shake hands. They just do it on their own, right? They just seek out somebody that they want to go up and shake hands to, and they spend some time talking or whatever.
Yeah. The NFL, it's voluntary. I don't recall the Kansas City Chiefs coach from years ago getting fined because he yelled at the Broncos coach. Like, I don't recall Bill Cowher getting fined because they lost on a field goal, which he thought was BS. It you don't have to do it as a coach. You should.
Are you thinking
as
of
players,
Todd
you
Haley?
Should,
are you thinking of
you
Todd Haley? Are you thinking of Todd Haley when he yelled at McDaniels
yeah.
for cheating? I don't think it should be a rule. I don't think it should be an unwritten rule either. I think if after the game you want to go shake someone's hand because you have respect for them, or if you don't, I mean, it's a series. You know, the series is over. I just don't have that big of a problem. Now, personally, do I like it more when a player goes up to another player, an opposing player, and shakes hands, and the coach shakes hands, and it's all good? Personally, yeah, I do. But I also think that if they had to do that, it wouldn't. Oh, look at him. He's shaking hands. Well, yeah, they all do. So I think Wimby developed a little bit of a little attitude throughout these playoffs. A little dangerous, and I mean dangerous in sports terms. Like, I think he's going to come back ridiculous next year. I think the Spurs are going to be a team to watch out for, obviously. This is going to be devastating for Spurs fans and players. To be up in every game by double digits and lose the series 4-1 is hard to come back from, but I think the Spurs probably will. But as far as shaking hands go, that should be up to you. I think coaches should do it, probably. I think coaches should do it. You're the leader. You're the cooler head that should always prevail.
Maybe the captain of the teams.
Yeah, the coach should probably shake hands. That should probably be an unwritten rule. But as far as the players and Wimby not wanting to, or back with what happened with the Pistons and the Bulls years ago after the Bulls finally knocked the Pistons out of the playoffs and they decided, no, we're not shaking hands. Isaiah Thomas and the bad boys. Yeah, it added to it, didn't it? It made the Pistons one of the legendary bad guys of sports because part of it was they didn't shake hands.
For all those people who think that handshaking should be a rule or at least an unwritten rule. Think about this. Think about how they were ahead in every game and then blew it. Put yourself in their shoes and go, do I really want to shake hands with this guy who just like they've just put 29 points in, not in a row, but they just beat us because even though we had a 29 point lead, put yourself in that person's shoes emotionally. No. You don't want to shake that person's hand.
Well, the counter to that would be, yeah, but that's part of it. You lost, take it like a man. Take it like a competitor and go shake.
Yeah, but a lot of those athletes are kind of babies. And that goes across all sports.
I just think it should be a personal thing. I do. I think we actually agree on this. Plus, you spread germs, Mike.
Yeah, there's a lot of sweat.
Wasn't it that local place up here, the youth sports place, where we used to know the guys over there really well, and they stopped doing, and these are young kids, they stopped doing handshakes because there was like fights and stuff going on at the end of these things. So they'd go through the handshake line to say something. So finally, the guy that ran it was like, you know what? We're just not going to do it anymore. That one I actually kind of understood why.
Yeah, that I understand. I can understand if you're if you've had fights in the past, that maybe the NFL said discourages that between a couple franchises. I just don't think I think it's a classy move. I think it would have been classier if Cam Newton had not, had gone out of the locker room almost immediately. But again, put yourself in that situation. Cam Newton just lost the Super Bowl. They were favorites. The Broncos defense handled him. How else is he going to feel?
I just don't have an issue. I really don't. And I think that you need to just make it a personal thing. They asked Wimby about it, and he said, it's painful, but I'm not running away from that. I'm using it to fuel me. What I'm pissed about is that there's probably 100 games before we can be back in the finals. I mean, the Spurs were very confident they were still going to win this thing. They were very confident throughout.
Yeah, they were confident for three quarters in every game.
It was a monumental letdown by the Spurs. And the Knicks just, they never stopped. They never believed that they were not going to, they just never quit. And it sounds so cliche, but they just didn't. Every player on that team that played was thinking the same thing. Let's just cut it to 10. Cut it to 10. All right, let's cut it to 7. When they were down 29, let's get it to 20. NBA games within 20, there's a lot of teams that win basketball games when you get down 20. They just didn't stop. So it's amazing. And again, this isn't like the Pistons thing. The Pistons had the famous orchestrated walk-off against Michael Jordan's Bulls in 1991. That was like one of the most criticized moments in playoff history. This is just, we lost, I don't have time for it. I'm going to my locker room. I want to get done with this.
This is a different era, and there are a lot of old fuddy-duddies out there going, now you need to shake hands.
But the fuddy-duddies didn't shake hands in the 90s either. There were times that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I just don't think it should be a rule.
They're individuals. They just lost the game. They lost it bad. Put yourself in their shoes. Just do it. How would you feel? Do you want to go up and shake that person's hand?
I mean, like
no,
I said,
you want to go to the locker room and mourn the loss.
I respect you more if you do go shake hands, but I don't respect you less necessarily. Like Wimby, that didn't change my view of him. Well, my view of him is he's probably got a little of that Michael Jordan in him. And what I mean by that is it's kind of well documented, especially if you go back and watch the Jordan documentary. Jordan was kind of a jerk. He demanded excellence. And he's like, if you were in practice with me and you didn't like how it was going, then you don't want to win. You don't want to win. But that's all I'm there to do. And if you think I'm a jerk, that's because the only reason I'm here is to win. It's not necessarily the money, which he made a lot of it. But he's like, if I'm going to be a professional basketball player, I'm going to win. And if you're practicing with me and I'm a jerk to you, it's because I don't think you're playing like you want to win.
That's why he's the GOAT. And LeBron James is not.
Well, he has four titles.
Yeah, he has four titles. Screw that. He is not the GOAT. Jordan would beat him in a pickup game. If they both grew up in the same era, Jordan would wipe the floor with him.
I don't disagree, but
he'd struggle with Kobe, but I not really still think he'd win.
It's not. Yeah, I do. I agree with you. However, this conversation with Wimby, he's actually shown me a little bit more of a. He might need to be a jerk. He might need to be that guy.
Always need a villain. Every sport needs a villain.
I think he's becoming that more, both with his play on the floor, a little extra aggressive.
And the flopping. What percentage of flopping does he have?
He doesn't really flop, I don't think. I mean, they all kind of flop, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't say like he's known for it. That's what I would say.
You know what they should do? If you're an over flopper, if you flop too many times, instead of being suspended for a game, you have to play in flip flop.
All right. First advance text line 888-530-0043. What, you have a tendency to just take the conversation. Now we're arguing over Jordan or LeBron, and now we're doing flopping again. It's not that episode. It's not that episode, Mike. You're calling back other episodes. This is about shaking hands and about whether or not it was wrong for Wimby to, as the leader of this team, to not be the leader and go shake some hands.
You know, if they don't shake hands, I think they should wear flip-flops.
Okay. Isn't there a Star Trek episode on right now that you could go watch, Mike? First advance text line 888-530-0043. I think the run by the Knicks was just so incredible. And we should have known. Again, I keep going back to that Cleveland series. Game one, they're losing by 20. They win 115-104 in overtime. Took it, just absolutely dusted the Cavs the rest of the series. This is a team that just got it all together. And Jalen Brunson was amazing. The Nova Knicks with Bridges, with Hart, and with Brunson being on the same team in Villanova. It was a team of destiny. And if you're the Spurs, after all that's done, hey, if you want to hurry up and just get to your locker room, get changed, and start washing away one of the bigger letdowns in finals history with all those leads, I don't really have a problem with it. But if you go up and shake hands, then it's cool. Wimby sought out Brunson, wanted to go shake hands. Great, yeah. Then it raises my respect level for you a little bit. But it doesn't really drop it if you don't want to go shake hands. Because, I mean, we see it here with the Nuggets. We see Joker. He shakes hands. He always does. He makes it a point to. And I admire him for it. But if they all had to, that's just one less thing that you'd admire a person for. Because it's like, well, no, you have to do that.
Yeah, we always hate that classless guy who just, you know, but I don't know. I might be one of those classless guys, too. I haven't played sports a lot, and I'm sure I'd feel miserable if we got blown out and I would just want to go to the locker room really quickly. It shouldn't be this big of a deal, but it is.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean.
As long as you're teaching kids to be good. Like, kids should do it.
Yeah, kids should shake hands. And again, like that story I referenced, that was a unique story. But I do think, yeah, kids should be shaking hands. High school, you should be shaking hands. College, there are no rules. So why would there be a rule to shake hands? They're not going to follow it anyway.
Well, that's a free speech issue.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. T-ball, little Jimmy. Little Judy, you get done with the game, go shake hands. High
and
school,
have your Gatorade.
High school, you get done with the game, you go, you line up, you shake hands. Outside of that, I really don't care.
Yeah, once you become 18 and you're out of
it's your choice.
High school, eh, be yourself.
You shaking hands? You lose? You're the Spurs? Are you shaking hands? You're on that team? You going up, find somebody, shake some hands?
If it's me, I've never been in that situation before, so...
Put yourself in it.
I don't know.
Yourself in it. Pretend. You like Star Trek? Pretend.
Star Trek is pretend. You're right.
So are you going to go shake some hands? Captain Kirk just beat you in the Voltron race.
If you, me, and Tanner and Derbs were all on a basketball team with Bruce coaching us, I might say, hey, guys, we lost badly, but let's go shake their hands. There's always next
year. Wait. Why are you the leader of our team? Why are suddenly you're the...
You put me in that leadership position.
But you're the leader of our team.
You asked me, would you do this? And you put me in the leadership position.
And so you're the one that's coming to me and Derbs and Tanner and saying, guys, let's go shake some hands, guys. I'm like, Michael, you had 0 points, man, and you fouled out in the first 4 minutes of the game, and you're telling us to go shake hands?
Look, Brady, I'm not going to lie to you. What you just said is absolutely true. My knees don't work, so I wouldn't make any points. I can't, like, jump in the air anymore. And I was bad at shooting anyway.
If a guy is a jerk throughout the series, like, there's trash talk and there's jerk. There's difference. Then that would dictate how I'm handling the post game. Like, if guys talking trash to me, like, dude, you ain't got what? That's one thing. But if it's like over the top, because I've had that in high school before, it was just guys are just nasty. Then there's certain ones that you're just like, yeah, I don't want to shake that dude's hand. I have no respect for that human, even though he's, 14 and I'm 14. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Jake, the geologist guy in college, they just try to plant their flag on the other team's field, LOL. Yes. And I kind of like that stuff. Mike, it's my thing on this. Remember when they outlawed dancing in the NFL and Roger Goodell was like the townspeople in Footloose?
I have a video from like 1988 where people are dancing and taunting each other on the field.
My thing is this. I love it if you do have fun in the end zone. I also love it if you hand the ball to the referee and walk off.
It's called the Barry Sanders.
All of it's fine. But Barry Sanders gets no extra nod if everyone's supposed to do that. That was one of the things we respected about Barry Sanders and his game.
Then, and on top of that, he was really good.
Well, obviously.
If anyone could have danced in the end zone, it could have been Barry Sanders. But he just didn't.
He wasn't that guy. And he didn't need to be that guy. Terrell Davis was a simple salute, which I wish they would bring back. Love that.
Love the My High salute.
Like I've always said it. I love the guy that doesn't dance, and I love the guy that does. I loved it when, was it T.O. that got the Sharpie, pulled the Sharpie out, and signed a football?
The NFL didn't love that.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
But I thought it was great.
I think you should have fun in sports. Like, don't stand over the guy and say, oh, I'm the greatest in the world, and then point in his face. That's going to get you hit. But, if you're in the end zone, you score, go ahead and celebrate with your teammates. Go ahead and dance and do all that stuff.
John Fort,
like, this should
John,
not be
John,
the no fun league.
John Fort Klingon, what's that?
Klingons are a race in Star Trek where they used to war with the Federation before the Federation and they became friends.
Okay, that's enough of that. John Fort Klingon says, I would pay money for a 96-year-old Captain Kirk to beat Michael in a 40-yard race.
I think I'd probably win, but it would be close. Although, he has been to space.
Yeah, because isn't he Captain Kirk? Aren't they know what they do?
Well, yeah, but like he also
went
on that SpaceX flight.
He was one of them.
Yeah, he was one of the first ones. I think he was actually invited.
I don't know.
Which is why Star Trek is better than Star Wars.
Oh no, Star Wars is way more sophisticated. It's a way smarter
scientifically
show.
Inaccurate. And
no,
full of magic.
Nothing interact. It was the Force. It's not magic.
It's the midichlorians. Your midichlorian count is so huge.
You lost me.
Therefore, you can choke someone to death.
Lost me again. Darth Vader had dark force, and he could choke people without touching them. That's fake. That's fake.
So did Luke. Luke did that, and he was a Jedi.
That's fake. He had force. You think Star Trek was all 100% real?
100%. They got everything right.
They're meeting with like aliens and stuff, although they're probably among us. Do you believe in aliens, Michael?
I don't.
You do? What? You absolutely. Dude.
Brady, you're taking this topic and you're.
We were talking about Star Trek. You started talking about how Captain Kirk went to space and how it was smarter than Star Wars. You took us there. I'm finally going to go along with you on this weird journey.
Actually, I think the
basketball and hockey is over, and I'm depressed. So, talk to me about what you're into. You don't believe in aliens?
No.
Are you serious?
Have you seen Resident Alien, by the way?
Yes, it's a very good show.
It's I need to get caught up. I'm watching the whole thing again so I can start on season 4, which is now on Netflix.
Okay. And you mean that, like, you don't believe that you think that we're it in this giant universe, that we're it?
Well, like I'm not gonna believe in something until it lands on my front lawn and gives me season tickets to the Broncos.
First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Why do you gotta make everything so weird?
I've been saying that for years.
Aliens got to give me Broncos tickets for me. Why is that an even thing?
Jake, the geologist guy, Star Trek and Star Wars are both great, and the rest is semantics. Star Wars is great.
They're both great. Depends on, like, the Star Trek shows, the old ones were really good. The new ones are written terribly.
They're all pretty bad, all the Star Treks that I've seen.
Most of the Star Wars stuff is also
elite.
Pretty bad,
no,
modern
elite.
Day.
All of it's just elite. Very good.
No, you should watch it. Like, other than Andor, which is really fantastic,
honestly,
everything
I don't know
else
what that
is just kind of either meh or terrible.
I don't know what that is. I just make fun of Star Wars to give you crap, but I don't really like Star Wars either.
I like Star Wars.
The Mandalorian was good. That was it. But they kind of screwed
that
up too. Jake, the geologist guy, we need more Larry Birds in the blank talking department in basketball. Yeah, man, I like sports hate. So if you don't want to go shake hands at the end, like, I don't care. Doesn't bug me. 31 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFKA Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, Jake, geologist guy, just sent in my favorite character from Star Trek right there. It's when the little green guy says, live long and prosper.
Actually, he's a white guy with pokey ears.
The green guy? No, little one. Yoda. He says, live long and prosper. It's his famous quote.
You know,
he made Star Trek famous for that.
Star Wars wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Star Trek, so...
You said, Chris, Michael, have you ever met a person named Scott and asked to beam me up, Scotty?
Nope. And I don't think they actually said, beam me up, Scotty. Those words in that sequence in the original.
Darth Vader said it. Aaron, speaking of great moments of intergalactic and cinema, Independence Day still holds up.
It does.
What's
it
the
really
new
does.
One? What's the new Alien movie?
The new Alien movie? I don't know.
Spielberg's directing it.
Oh, right. That hit like 93 million.
Disclosure Day.
Weekend.
Disclosure Day.
Yeah,
is
that
supposed
really
to be like a spinoff of Independence Day? Because it's got day at the end of it?
Day.
I'm asking.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know much about that movie.
That looks like a good movie.
It does look really good. And I like the cast in it.
All I know is there's an alien in it.
John Krasinski's wife is in it.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty good. She's cool.
She does a good American accent.
Who else is in it?
I'm blanking.
I want to see. We're going to have to start. What movie are we doing Friday, by the way?
I was told Little Giants.
Yep, because you watched it already, so we'll do Little Giants.
I think we should do 42 or the one about Browns guy.
We're done with baseball movies.
We can still do a baseball movie.
We're done with baseball movies. We already did baseball.
42 is pretty good.
It's very good.
Well, it's all right.
It's very good, but we're done with baseball. We're on to football now.
And the rest of the movie should be football, including Rudy.
No, we'll do Little Giants this week, and then we need, what, one more football movie?
We do need some hockey movies.
Maybe. Are there enough to fill a month?
You have Slapshot. You have the Mighty Ducks. I'm not from. Oh yeah, you have a weird Alaska
Mighty Ducks.
Or whatever.
Mighty
that
Ducks
one's
1-3. That could carry us. That could carry us in the month of July, Mike. Mighty Ducks 1-2-3. And then Miracle on Ice.
We can pick one of them.
And Mighty Ducks 1-2-3, and then Miracle on Ice.
Mighty Ducks should be on Disney Plus, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
absolutely.
That a Disney movie?
Mm-hmm. Great movies. Aaron says, any given Sunday for your final football movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's a good one.
No, we wanna end it really strong, so end it with Rudy.
No, we've already voted on no Rudy. Everyone's voted. Hooligans have all voted on that.
Hooligans, have you really voted on it?
Faith says,
add
some golf
they're just
movies.
Just agreeing with you.
He said, Chris, how much do we have to cough up to pay for Michael to watch this week's movie? Well, you already paid. Tanner paid $4, and Michael actually already watched Little Giants. So.
Yeah, because I thought we were doing Little Giants on Friday. So I watched it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And Remember the Titans was on Disney. So.
And I've seen that like 5 times. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. We all started it. We all agreed on that one.
Almost as good as Rudy.
Caddyshack, Jake the Geologist Guy. So we could do golf movies in July.
Yeah, we could have a golf movie.
Here's my take. I told you this, Mike. I don't think basketball movies are as good as the rest.
But we got to watch at least one of them. Like Hoosiers. I've never seen Hoosiers.
Above the Rim.
Never heard of it.
It's a good one. Not a lot of people have seen that. The Air Up There. That's a good one.
Oh, I saw that as a
Kevin
kid.
Kevin Bacon.
I think about that movie
sometimes.
That's
a great movie. Like, nobody talks about that movie. That's a great movie.
I thought it was great when I was a kid. It might be terrible.
Yeah, it might be.
But I remember.
It might be terrible now.
The part that I remember the most is Kevin Bacon goes to Africa, and like he sees this kid who's supposed to be really good.
He's like 7'1". He's
and
like Wimby.
The kid, he pretends to be really bad, and like Kevin Bacon goes, oh, no.
He turns around.
He turns around, and the guy just dunks the ball.
Messing with him the whole time.
Yeah, that's cool.
White Man Can't Jump. That's a good one. Not as good as I remember it, though.
Not the first one. Not the remake. Can't be doing that.
No. But the first one, I always thought was amazing. And then I rewatched it, because we did this once before. We reviewed that one before. And it wasn't as good as I remembered. Their relationship was too fast. It was too fast.
And the white guy couldn't jump.
No, he ended up jumping. Spoiler alert. He ended up jumping.
Oh, he learned to jump. Did he put springs?
No, he dunked it at the end. Yeah.
Isn't that a Spike Lee joint?
White Man Can't Jump?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was.
I don't know. Faith, if you do basketball, you got to have some Space Jam or Air Bud.
Pass.
Space Jam for sure. Dude, you would love Space Jam. It's got aliens and stuff.
I saw it.
It's perfect for you.
It exists.
It's like up there with Cap. It's probably the same terminology as like Captain Kirk uses and stuff. Same kind of thinking process. So Space Jam, I think, would be right up your alley. Equally as smart as Star Trek.
Oh, it's He Got Game that was Spike Lee.
That's a good one, too. Well, maybe there's better basketball movies than it. Yeah, Air Bud, for sure.
I liked Inside Man. That was a Spike Lee joint, too.
Is that a basketball
Black
movie?
Klansman, that was also
good. Is that a basketball movie? Are we getting away here? Are we getting away again?
Oh, Malcolm X
stay
as well.
On,
that was a good one.
Stay on sports, please. We're trying to help you get into more sports movies, so you're just not always doing spaceships. Other things. Broaden your horizon.
Yeah, I'd be open to watching Caddyshack.
Tin Cup. Replacements should be your final football movie.
Nope.
Why?
Not that good.
That's a great movie.
No, it's not.
You don't even know
the best
anything.
Part about that movie is Keanu Reeves voluntarily
great actor,
took
by the
less
way.
Money so he could work with Gene Hackman. That's cool.
And he also took less money in the movie because they were replacement players. So kind of fitting.
I like it when the two guys shot the quarterback's car.
See? Now you're getting it. That's a great movie. We'll figure it out. We need votes for Final Football Movie because Little Giants is this Friday. That's at Derbs' request. We have to do it. 43 after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
You know what this text line tells me sometimes? That you guys are ready for the offseason. Is that fair to say, Michael? We start talking about movies and stupid things like Star Trek, and the text line just blowing up. Just blowing up right now.
It is. Jake, the geologist guy, has like 7 unread texts.
We've got tons of texts coming in on the movie thing. Does that mean you guys are like ready for a break? I mean, maybe we need to start throwing a little more goofiness into this show. And that's where you come in. So carry the show for the next month.
I don't know, Brady. You're the one who's not professional on the whole show.
But no,
always
we will.
Need to keep you reined in.
I didn't get to this. I want to get to the Davis Webb stuff tomorrow. I want to talk about the Nuggets tomorrow, too. And the World Cup. Color me interested in Team USA. And that you just booed Team USA?
No, I'm booing
you
soccer.
You just booed Team USA?
I'm booing not a sport, soccer.
What did we learn today? That Michael is anti-American.
How dare you?
You just booed Team USA.
I booed soccer.
What did we learn?
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, what did we learn today, Michael? We learned that the Big 12, they're escalating things. They're going there. Possibly going to try to sanction Texas Tech. So we'll see how that one shapes out. What'd you learn today, Mike?
We learned that is shaking hands when you're an adult really necessary? Maybe you get some respect for it, but...
Like, I'm not even going to shake hands after meetings anymore. I'm just going to get up and leave. Like, wait, you're meeting with a business to try to advertise here? I'm just going to get up and say, thank you.
I'm going over
out.
Here.
I'm walking out. No, probably not.
Just skedaddle.
Did we get anything wrong today, Mike? Did we get anything wrong?
No.
Everything was perfect? 100%
Everything
show?
Was perfect.
100%
Except
show.
You got me booing soccer wrong.
You booed it. Texters are saying it.
Mike, I booed
Michael,
soccer,
never boo
not
the USA.
United States of America.
Never boo the USA no matter what. Have you lost your soul?
Derb's I have a soul. That's
in.
Why I don't like soccer.
Oh, God. I'm watching soccer tonight. I'm going to watch it so hard. That'll Sick do it for on. Us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.